The same company that investigated Edward Snowden for a security clearance in 2011 also did a background check on Navy Yard shooter Aaron Alexis in 2007. And really, that's no surprise, because the company USIS of Falls Church dominates the background check market. This is just the latest issue to dog the federal security clearance process. Brenda Farrell is Director of Defense Capabilities and Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office, and she's kept close watch on these issues, and she joins us now. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
So can you start by explaining the different steps and the different agencies or contractors that might be involved in doing a background check for someone with secret-level clearance, which is what Alexis allegedly had?
Yes, there's many types of background investigations. They're based on federal investigative standards, and the content and the type of the background information collected can vary. It's dependent upon a variety of case-specific factors, including the history of the applicant. But there are some elements that are common to both a background investigation for secret and top secret. For example, it starts with the application, the form, that's self-reported, and it's usually on what's called EQIP, which means it would be electronic. It could be manual. So that's the very starting point. And then both types of background investigations for clearance and top secret also include fingerprint checks as well as national agency checks, a very basic FBI check, military record checks, and a credit check from credit bureaus where the applicant lived, worked, wherever he went to school, at least for 6 months. And then some of the differences for a top secret includes verification of citizenship, other public records, spouse checks, as well as an enhanced subject interview. And I'd say that enhanced subject interviews could occur if warranted at the for an investigation looking at someone who needed a secret clearance. But usually that enhanced subject interview is only for the top secret. It occurs between the interviewer and the investigator. And the investigator is trying to get a full understanding of all the information that's been listed on the standard form, as well as potential issues or other types of mitigating circumstances. So there are some things in common, but a top secret clearance is more extensive. And there can be other types of information that a particular agency wants in addition to what is in the federal investigative guidelines.
Now, GAO has documented problems with the OPM background check process for many years. In fact, OPM's Inspector General has. And now this morning, there's news OPM is defending the particular background check on the shooter at the Navy Yard. What are the biggest issues you found over the years in that process?
Yes, and I'd say a reoccurring theme is quality. In fact, back in 2008, at a testimony that I delivered when the government was moving toward security clearance reform, how to improve that process in a number of areas, I noted that since the 1990s, GAO has emphasized the need to build quality and metrics into the clearance process to achieve more positive outcomes. And one of the positive outcomes that we noted was maximizing the likelihood that individuals who are security risk will be scrutinized more closely. So quality in every phase, whether it's the application phase or the investigation phase that we just talked about, these different requirements that the investigator obtains in order to pass it to the adjudicator who actually makes the decision this person is eligible for a clearance. Quality and quality metrics need to be integrated into every step of the process, and that is where we have not seen progress.
And just based on what you know so far, I just want your opinion. I mean, Aaron Alexis supposedly had a secret clearance, but Edward Snowden had a top secret clearance. Given the additional manpower, the additional work that goes into granting somebody a top secret clearance, do you think that that might have flagged Aaron Alexis as a possible security risk?
Well, I can't speak to individuals, as you know, but we have done a lot of work at the process, and the process begins with requirements determination. And as you know, it's been in the press for the last months now with the leaks and the tragic events that we've seen, but almost 5 million people are eligible or hold clearances. And we have noted that when we're talking about building quality, and I said the first step is to build quality into the requirements determination process, that hasn't been done. We don't know if 5 million people need to have clearances in the first place. There may be a different type of background investigation that those people need for suitability to make sure that they are their conduct and their character are in line with whatever agency they're working on. That's totally different from getting a background check for security clearances, which gives you actual access to classified information. But we know even from step one, determining whether a position needs to have a person hold a clearance, there are not guidelines in place to help agencies make that decision. And that's very key because depending upon the type of position a person holds, that's when you determine what type of background investigation they need.
We're speaking with Brenda Farrell, Director of Defense Capabilities and Management Issues at GAO. And it seems like there might be one of the weak spots in this quality chain that you mentioned is in the interviews with colleagues and coworkers that are conducted by the checkers, because most people know they're going to be checked because they're named by the person being investigated. And so people are probably reluctant to say, well, actually, I think he's crazy, but I wouldn't let him near anything. That doesn't come up, I imagine, in most interviews. Or, yeah, he's a great neighbor, except that he makes toy cars out of plastic. And so how do you get people to safely answer reality questions? Because now we know everybody knew about allegedly about Aaron Alexis.
Well, again, this is where building quality in the process. Are you getting the information that you need to make decisions? And for top secret clearances, there are supposed to be interviews for employment references as well as social checks. Who knows this person and what can they say? The investigator is supposed to inform the person that they're interviewing that their name can be retracted from any documentation in case the individual does ask to see what did everyone say about me. They do have that right through a Freedom of Information Act if they want to see what others have said, and it can be done in a manner that names are not publicized. But it goes back to, do we have the investigators, are they trained the right way? Is the quality in the training that they need? Are they asking the right questions? When they get leads, are they going to other sources to ask those questions besides the ones that are listed on the applicant's application?
And so that goes to the heart of my next question, which is, you say that quality is the major problem. Of course, it should be there should be high quality background checks, but why hasn't the Office of Personnel Management or the major contractor USIS been able to address this quality issue?
Quality is something that has not been a priority. Back in 2004, 2005, when the government was dealing with a backlog of clearances because they were taking so long to process, in some cases over a year, the focus was on timeliness and speeding up the process. There was not a focus and has not been a focus on quality, even though GAO, as I said, has been noting this is something that desperately needs attention since the 1990s.
And just a point of fact so we'll understand here is, do people that are being cleared for DOD and people being cleared for the intelligence community, is that all the same OPM-run process? I mean, is ultimately OPM responsible for all of it?
OPM does the majority of background investigations for the government, and they do the majority of the investigations for DOD employees. But some agencies have delegated authorities, such as those in the intelligence community, and they can use OPM for their background investigations. But to our knowledge, most choose to contract out to someone else to conduct those investigations. So you do have multiple sources that can do these investigations.
And keep in mind that Edward Snowden did work for the intelligence community. Do all of those agencies that you mentioned that handle this background check process, would you say that they confront the same challenges that we've been talking about with regard to OPM?
Well, we don't know. Our work is focused on OPM and their background investigations, as well as DOD with the adjudication process with the majority of their employees. But we don't have a lot of insight to how well or how not well the IC run those investigations. There might be some lessons learned from the IC that could be applied in terms of quality, but we really don't know what those issues are.
Well, it sounds like Congress is demanding agencies over the years to get this whole process better, faster, and cheaper. And it seems like the system can only deliver any two of those.
Well, again, yes, the focus was on speeding up the process, and the Intelligence Reform and Terrorism Prevention Act of 2004 mandated that clearances be processed in 60 days. And I mentioned earlier that it had taken as long as over a year to process some of these clearances. So 60 days was quite a challenge for OPM and the agencies that adjudicate. Of the 60 days, 40 days are allowed for the investigation and 20 days for the adjudication. So that is quite a difference, and OPM and the agencies have met that goal for initial clearances. So the focus, again, has been on timeliness, but not quality of the investigations or the adjudications.
I have to say, when you say that to me as a layperson, it's just shocking that quality is has not been a priority. But would you say that those who actually work with this, that doesn't come as a surprise?
No, I don't think there's been, if you look back, again, going to the 1990s and all the way through, GAO has raised it. Other agencies have raised concerns about the quality of the investigation backgrounds that they are receiving from OPM. So I don't think that this is a little-known secret. It's a challenge of how do you build that quality in? What should it be? What type of metrics then should you have in order to make sure that you are executing these background investigations the best way you can.
Brenda Farrell is Director of Defense Capabilities and Management Issues at the GAO. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.